In this tutorial, we will review how to revise a provider's schedule in the Office Appointments Maintenance. Revising a schedule is done after a provider. Revising a schedule is done after a provider has edited a day's template or templates of an existing schedule at the Setup Schedule screen. Revising a schedule is done after a provider has edited a day's template or templates of an existing schedule at the Setup Schedule screen. When the changes to the schedule meet the needs of the provider or practice, they can be finalized by revising the schedule. At the Setup Schedule screen, select the provider needing the schedule. A calendar of the current month will appear. Use the move bars or arrows to navigate to the desired date in the schedule. When you have found the first day in the schedule that needs to be updated, click over the day, and a list of templates will appear. Select the template needed. A pop-up will ask you if you would like to change the day by a date range. If yes, enter the date range, and at the calendar screen, all of the date's template codes will be highlighted in red. If no, only the particular day's template will be highlighted. To revise for more than one day of the week, click the Setup by Day button. A pop-up will appear where you can add the specific template codes for each day of the week. When all of the templates that are needed have been added, click OK. You will then have the option to select a date range to extend out the new template by day. Click the check mark in the top left corner of the screen when the date range has been selected. Again, all of the updated template codes will be highlighted in red. Please verify that all of the templates have been entered into their corresponding days correctly. When all of the necessary revisions have been made, click the Back button. A prompt will appear and ask if you would like to revise the schedules. Press Yes if all of the schedules are ready to be revised. If you would like to set up other providers' schedules before running the revision, press No and you will return to the Office Appointments Maintenance menu. If you would like to set up other provider schedules before running the revision, press No and you will return to the Office Appointments Maintenance menu. Press No, and you will return to the Office Appointments Maintenance menu. All template additions and changes to the schedule will be held at the Setup Schedule screen until an extend or revise is performed. When all of the provider schedules have been updated accordingly, click the Revise Schedule button. A warning will display stating that running the revision will make the schedule look exactly like A warning will display stating that running the revision will make the schedule look A warning will display stating that running the revision will make the schedule exactly like its corresponding template. Note: revising the schedule will not delete any patients that are currently booked. They will remain in their existing time and type of appointment. Select Yes to continue with the revision. The next warning regards permanent appointment types. If you have created permanent appointment types, please make sure that you fully understand the information given before continuing. If all of the providers in the system have scheduling edits that need to be revised, choose Yes at the Doctor Selection prompt. If you are only revising the schedule for a select group of providers, set this to No and press OK to choose from a list of providers. When all of the providers have been selected, click OK again. The time interval selection prompt will ask you to revise the schedule for the whole day. In most cases, this should be answered yes. Select No if a manual customization was done for part of the day and it should not be changed. The next prompt will affect the availability of time slots in the current schedule. So please read this carefully and choose the opinion. The next prompt will affect the availability of time slots in the current schedule. So please read this carefully and choose the option preferred. Setting this prompt to yes will change the availability of time slots to match that of the revised template. It will also make time slots unavailable based on the book slots, appointment types, and lengths. If you set this to no, it will keep the availability of slots in the schedule as they currently are.
And will not be changed based on the availability of the settings in the revised templates. and will not be changed based on the availability of the settings in the revised templates. If you prefer to change any current schedule notes to the notes in the set, If you prefer to change any current schedule notes to the notes set in the updated templates, select Yes when asked to update the schedule with notes. If the current notes should remain unchanged, select No and press the OK button. The Update Schedule Comments prompt is very similar to the Notes prompt. You can change the comment line to the settings in the revised template by selecting Yes, or select No to keep the comment line as it currently is. Click OK. The Update Schedule Comments prompt is very similar to the Notes prompt. You can change the comment lines to the settings of the revised template by selecting Yes, or select No to keep the comment line as it currently is. Click OK when finished. You will be notified that the schedule revision has been complete. Press Continue to return to the Office Appointments Maintenance menu. You will be notified that the schedule revision has been completed successfully. Press Continue to return to the Office Appointments Maintenance menu. And this concludes the Revising a Provider Schedule in the Office Appointments Maintenance video tutorial.